This is Mike Quilty from Buffalo, Minnesota, and I'm part of the KQ Military Takeover.
92 KQRS, welcome back to the show, everyone, on Veterans Day 2017, as KQ salutes and honors our proud and brave men and women of the military with the KQ Military Takeover. What does that mean? It's easy. We kind of turn our $40 million radio station over to veterans for the day. Everybody gets an hour. They play their songs, share some stories, and we are honored to have our next military vet, the third one of eight today. Please welcome, from Buffalo, Minnesota, Michael Quilty. Michael, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You know, the last guy we had was the youngest military vet, and he was 31. You're not 31, are you?
Not quite. I'm close.
That's a lie. Come on. Vets don't lie. It's great to have you here. We have a special guest that popped in, kind of the same age you are, that wants to say hi and congratulations. Our own Hall of Famer, Tommy B.
All right.
Thomas.
The same age. What?
Well, you kind of look the same. You look like brave young Americans.
The ones who propped up America and kept things running, right?
That's right.
Well, Michael was, he was drafted in 1969, served in the Marines until 71. And he's doing an interesting thing, Tom, in Buffalo and surrounding communities. He's trying to get homes to fly the American flag more. He said he one time, will you tell the story about it?
Well, I've been trying to do that, and I'm starting off in Buffalo, trying to make Buffalo the flag capital. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do is I stop in businesses. It doesn't have a flag, and I'll ask them, what would it take for them to put a flag up?
Right.
And normally it doesn't take much. They'll all commit to it, but I'm only a one-man show, so it's kind of difficult to do that. And I've been working with the American Legion to try to help me get some of that, get the word out.
Why don't you get Sansevier to help you? He lives out there.
That's right.
Sandy lives in
Bob
Buffalo.
Bob Sansevier lives in Buffalo. Get him out there. Are you finding it difficult? That are people not willing to do it, or they just don't have the time or the resources? You even said you'd hang them up, right?
Well, yeah, I'll hang them up for them. A lot of times people don't want the – sometimes I get the feedback they don't want to have to maintain them, go out and unfoil them every time or take them in at night, right, put them back up. So it's just more of a hassle to them, but I think it's a worthwhile thing for us, especially for all the veterans out there.
Well, maybe the show today with you on it, being the host for the next hour as our guest DJ, maybe we'll get that message out free and clear, right?
Yeah, because we're on Facebook Live. We'll be on Facebook Live all day today with all the guest veteran DJs. You can just go to facebook.com/92KQRS, send them a message, fun comments, anything you want to send or you want to ask Michael, you can do that.
All right, sound good? You ready to rock?
Sounds great.
So what's the first song you're going to play for us today, Michael?
Well, the first one I'd like to play is Smokin' in the Boys' Room by Motley Crue.
Nice.
And that's going out for my son's kids, that the guys he grew up with in Forest Lake. They were a Motley Crue themselves. So.
Okay, here we go. Thanks, Michael. 92 KQRS, it's our military takeover, our second annual. We do this on Veterans Day to honor and salute the brave men and women of Minnesota who have been so instrumental in making our lives the way they are, laying their lives down and being supportive to the flag and God and country and everything else. And I'll tell you, Michael Quilty, it is such a pleasure to have you here. You are an old school military United States Marine Corps vet, and we couldn't be any prouder to have you here. So again, thank you for your service, and thanks for coming by today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoy it.
I'd like you to share the story with our listeners over the air that you did with us a moment ago about being a radio man in the Marines and what that entailed and the experiences that you had.
Well, being a radio man in the Marines, especially in the field, is it's a real challenge. And when I first got there, I didn't train to be a radio man. I was there, and we lost a radio man. And 2 weeks after I was there, I took up a radio. And 3 weeks later, I found out we were going somewhere called Antenna Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked somebody, what's Antenna Valley? They said, that's where they shoot the radio men. I said, oh, boy, this just sounds like a lot of fun. But I had a fairly decent tour over there, and I enjoyed being around the guys and being there to help them out. And being a radio man, you carried a lot of gear.
Really? Like a backpack, right?
Well, I carried a backpack, a radio, a Prick 25. Most guys out there know what that is. Two extra batteries. We carried mortar rounds. We carried everything you could think of on our back. whenever we went somewhere.
Now, as a radio guy in Vietnam, who did you communicate with?
Well, a lot of times I was a platoon radio man, so I would communicate with my squads. And on several occasions, if I had to call in a airstrike or a medevac, I would then call in to the company headquarters where they would relay it and we would get the support we needed.
Well, it's been a full circle then. You were a radio guy back then and you're a radio guy today.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live too, you guys. So you can go to facebook.com/92KQRS and send Michael a message, ask him a question. I have a couple messages here for you, Michael. Sarah Caddy says, hi, Mike. Dassel is listening.
Hi, Sarah.
Toby Miller says, I'm a young vet in Buffalo, and I would love to help you. Thank you so much for your service.
Oh, there you go, about the flags. You're trying to get people and businesses to hang the American flag. I'm sorry, fly the American flag.
Right. I have a website set up, and also I have an email that people can contact me on. And it's called OperationPatriotism247@gmail.com.
That's terrific. We'll make sure to say that later in the show and also post it later.
Okay.
And that's how they can get involved.
That's correct.
That is terrific. Again, grab your mobile phone, your laptop, anything, tablet, and get on Facebook Live and share your thoughts with our vets today. And please take just a moment of your day. I know you're busy. It's the weekend. You're running around. But just take a moment to thank them and be appreciative of their service. We're having a lot of fun playing music. And before we go to the next song, are there anyone you want to say hi to or a message to?
Well, there's a lot of people out there to say hi to. My wife, Sharon, she's listening at home. My family and friends, some are up in Forest Lake. A lot of them are in Dassel, Cocado. So, and then I think I have some listening from far, far away.
That's terrific.
Hey goes out to all them, and I just want to, yesterday was a Marine Corps birthday, and give a Semper Fi out to all those Marines out there.
Semper Fi indeed. We got a break. Michael, we'll be back on the Military Takeover on KQ92. 92 KQRS, welcome back to the KQ Military Takeover. Our next vet, we're speaking to a tremendous guy, Michael Quilty of Buffalo, Minnesota. And again, Michael has a passion. He's a one-man show, but he's trying to get businesses and homes in the Buffalo area and around the metro to fly the American flag. And he has a email that you can maybe help him out or communicate with him. OperationPatriotism247@gmail.com. And we'll post that so you can log on and find out more about that. That's very admirable of you. And I think now is the time to rock. And I think, oh, my goodness, you know what? Your playlist rocks. You had Motley Crue, Billy Thorpe. And now what's next we'd like to play for us?
I got Free For All with Ted Nugent.
Nice. 92 KQRS, it's our Military Takeover. It is Veterans Day, November 11th, 2017, a day that we have some fun, but we also honor and recognize the brave men and women who support the military and protect our freedoms and lay their lives on the line so we can live a free life here in this great country of ours. I want to thank our partners so far. Costco Woodbury has done a really nice thing. They are giving all the veterans on the show today a free one-year membership. So thank you to Costco Woodbury for stepping up. Captain Ken's is out in the green room giving our vets and their families great chili today on a cold day here in Minnesota. And, of course, Butterball is giving all Minnesota vets on the show today a free Butterball turkey for the holidays. We're live on Facebook, so please grab your mobile device and say hello, and thank you for your service to all of the great vets we have here today. Also, 651-989-ROCK or 989-ROLL. If you're listening and you just want a special vet in your life to be recognized, please call us. We'll try to get their names on the air throughout the day today. Candace is manning the social media platform, and we're having fun doing that. So please join us. We got a break. We'll be right back. This is KQ's Military Takeover. 92 KQRS, back to the Military Takeover, where we take Veterans Day and we turn it over to the great listeners of KQRS that also happen to be Minnesota military vets. And it's an honor for us to do it. We love it. We love meeting all of our listeners and our vets. And, you know, it's kind of a bucket list for you guys, you know. You probably never thought. Now, you were a radio guy in Vietnam, as you said. But you never thought you'd be on the radio on KQ, and here you are.
Yeah, I never would have dreamed I'd be here at KQ. Honest to God, it's just, it's amazing for me.
You have your daughter and your grandson with you today. All right, so say hello to them. Thank you, Anna and Nolan, and here in the studio watching your granddad and your dad do a great job, I may add. Really well done.
Thank you.
So the next song you said you kind of did a little headbanging to with your family. You want to explain that to us?
Well, when my daughter got married, one of the songs we played was Bohemian Rhapsody. And my daughter and I happened to dance that song, and we kind of lip-synced the whole thing and danced like crazy fools.
So well, let's do it again. It. All right. 92 KQRS, All Good Things Must Come to an End, and it's time for this hour of our military takeover to kind of wrap it up here with our good friend we've gotten to know very well, Michael Quilty from Buffalo, Minnesota. Michael, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, first of all, for your service to this great country of ours, and secondly, thank you for coming in and hanging out with us today. We had a wonderful time getting to know you.
Well, thank you very much for KQ inviting me over here and my daughter and for nominating me.
Yes, Anna and Nolan, why don't you come over and pop in and let us see you on camera. We're on Facebook Live, everyone. I know everyone's busy today. It's Saturday getting errands done, but grab your mobile phone and log on to KQ's Facebook page, and you can add a comment or anything you'd like. We'd love to hear from you, and just to congratulate and honor these great men and women who are serving our country today on Veterans Day 2017. And now, Michael, you did talk about earlier in your show about Operation Patriotism 247 at Gmail. We'll post that. I know you can't remember or write it down now, but it'll be on our website. And tell us quickly before we sign off today what that is and what your passion is and what you want to try to achieve.
All right. Well, that Operation Gmail, mm-hmm. Well, that's my website. Or that's not my website, but .com will be my website, same thing. And what I have on there is it just tells a little story of how I got started on getting the flags up and the passion I have for getting flags up. And I just want to get out there and honor all of our veterans and get that flag flying. And you know, on my website, I also put the rules for flying a flag. So you can take a look at those and make sure you're flying it correctly.
Doing it the right way.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Michael, thank you very much. Anna and Nolan, I'm sure you're so proud of your dad and your grandpa. So thank you very much for your service as a Vietnam vet. God bless you, and thanks for coming in.